Which I think brings me to my main conclusion here, and that is that I got married. That's the biggest thing that happened to me over the last... Yeah, I got married for the second time, incidentally. I should have known something was wrong with my first wife. When I brought her home to meet my parents, they approved of her, you know? But my dog died, is what happened. I gotta be careful what I say about her publicly, you know, because she's suing me. I don't know if you read that in the paper or not, but I'm getting sued because I made a nasty remark about her, and she... Let me tell you how I met my second wife, which is really romantic. I read an article in Life magazine saying there was a sexual revolution going on college campuses all over the country, and I re-registered at New York University to check it out, because I used to go there years ago. I was a history of hygiene major at NYU. And I was thrown out of college, and when I was thrown out, I got a job. My father had a grocery store on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, and he hired me to work for him. I was a delivery. It's really, you must not misunderstand me. I believe that sex is a beautiful thing between two people. Between five, it's fantastic. And I was very depressed about that for a long time. I was going to kill myself. But as I said, I was in a strict Freudian analysis. And if you kill yourself, they make you pay for the sessions you miss. So I accept this date. First blind date in years. I go to a four-floor walk-up, and I knock on the door, and this girl comes to the door, and she is absolutely beautiful, but really div, you know? And she asked me what I want to do, and I am not a swinger. My idea of a big evening is to go down to the corner rotissimat and watch the chickens revolve, you know? I take her to a party on McDougal Street in Greenwich Village. We go into a smoke-filled room, and I do not use, you should know this about me too, any sort of consciousness-expanding material. My body will not tolerate that. Either I took a puff of the wrong cigarette at a fraternity dance once. The cops had to get me, you know. I broke two teeth trying to give a hickey to the Statue of Liberty. Meanwhile, the little girl feeds what looks like a cube of sugar to the policeman's horse. The horse showed up at a sit-in in Georgia. Now I decide to strike. I get my date, and I jam her in my Hertz. I have a rented car, which is a flat rate and 12 cents a mile. And in an effort to cut down on the mileage charge, I back up every place. So I'm backing over the George Washington Bridge. Good. I have to explain this very delicately because it's really tentative. As I am an inordinately passionate man, volatile, sensual, in general, a stud. The moment of ecstasy. I think of baseball players. All right, now you know. Now the two of us are making love violently, and she's digging it. I figure I better start thinking of ball players quickly. So I figure it's one out in the ninth, the Giants are up. Mays lines a single to right. He takes second on a wild pitch. Two out, the Giants are behind one run. I don't know whether to squeeze or steal. She's been in the shower for 10 minutes already. This is too, I can't tell you anymore. This is too personal. The Giants won. That's the matter. And I married the girl, incidentally.